last time on Paint It Black.
So you went to any of the what are those
Nazi castles? Yes.
Nah,
it was silly with Nazi.
I was gonna say Nazi concentration castles. Silly with Nazi castles. I just got done telling you, if you have a real costume, you're probably ugly. You're like,
oh no,
you want a real costume? Stefan's girl.
That is not how that went down.
That is pretty much how that went down.
You can pause. Play the tape back.
Every time I do a Tigger, it always ends up being the Hanna-Barbera character. It's like, thanks, it's Angel.
That's a good fucking character, though. What that was guy name? Was 100% gay, right? I want to see those again.
Hanna-Barbera.
That guy up the gay, though. Like, really make him over the top.
It's Angel Bullet.
Right. So, it's a butt plug and the butt plug gnome.
It's a great folk hero. The butt plug gnome.
Do a butt plug gnome, boys.
Step butt one, butt plug. Step two, step three, money.
Yes.
Open up your ass.
love it.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
Yes, the Paint It Black podcast, the only home of the butt plug gnome.
Step one, butt plug. Step three, money.
I love that you can do that voice.
Came out of nowhere. Right. For those who can't see us, which is everyone, Brian's a big guy for that little voice. Anyway, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
I got one of their little boots already.
He's drinking a boot. Then we got Lou.
Follow us on Twitter.
He's drinking a beer.
Yep.
Please follow us on Twitter.
I swear, I'm waiting for the first tweet that's not like one of us.
Tear from your eyes gonna come out like, thank you.
I'm gonna be like those fucking Indians who really dislike littering. Somebody throws a can on the road, they
start a casino or some shit? Like,
it's like one of those ads.
You mean Native American?
Whatever.
You fucking asshole.
Okay.
I see you shaved your head, you Nazi.
Yes, I did.
It's all those Nazi castles.
You give one of the
place
ones,
was
like
silly
the,
with
the halfway
him
ones like the
like he's raising his hand tentatively.
Raise your hand higher. I'm gonna raise it this high.
Lou meets the height requirement though, so he was able to join the Hitler Youth.
You heard him there. That's Pope Ken.
Yeah, I'm here.
And returning, we got Jillian.
Hello.
She's drinking champagne, I think.
Yes, I am.
We got a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah. Champagne. Ken,
I got bourbon.
You got bourbon. Jillian's got champagne. Ken's got a boot ginger full ale of and fucking what? Rum. And me and Lou are just going straight up.
Ken's playing with his phone. He can't even be bothered.
Domestic light beer.
What are you up to in Candy Crush right now, Ken?
I don't play stupid games. Just playing fucking NBA Jam.
What's in the boot?
What's in the boot? Oh, toxic. Toxic sludge.
I just see a lot of ice and some...
Yeah, there's some rum and a little splash of ginger ale and some ice. Hmm.
A wow. Splash is a big fucking that's drink.
A,
for
yeah, a it's a big thing. Boot for a splash.
That's why he's got all the ice.
A big man requires big tastes, Brian.
Okay. Later in the episode, you'll hear Ken fading away a little bit because he's totally fucking rip-roaring drunk.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on getting 20s drunk today.
20s drunk?
Yeah.
Pre-depression
drunk. We got so much money, we're throwing it around, people.
Like bathtub liquor drunk?
Like Gatsby drunk.
Gatsby drunk. Roaring 20s drunk.
Yeah, oh, I'm getting fucking rip roaring tonight, Pete.
All right, let's
I've
do
never
it.
Seen you rip roaring.
I got jazz feet when I get fucking rip roaring.
That's because he's always like high. He's never like.
Oh, I'm gonna get high too. But
wouldn't that downplay the rip roaring? I feel highness? Like that's a mellowing agent.
Oh no,
he's got the algebra equation. He's got this all figured out.
Yeah.
You're gonna see him doing the slowest Charleston.
There's a whole bunch of, like, throwing up in between his knees and his legs. Like,
it's going to be three quarters of Charleston, because I'm going to have a piece of pizza in one hand.
Fantastic news, everyone. I will actually be going to Chattanooga, Tennessee next year.
Nice.
Are you going to ride the choo-choo?
Yes, my friend is moving to Chattanooga. I can't say
Chattanooga?
It right now. I can't say it right now.
Lou?
Yeah, right?
By the way, I just noticed Lou's shirt, and it's awesome.
Oh, it just says jerk?
Yeah.
With a period.
Period.
Her wife got it for me.
Oh.
It's a subliminal
message. No, an anniversary present?
just a life present, I guess.
You're a jerk.
It's a statement.
Like, you deserve this.
I love when Jillian got me my dick hole t-shirt with a period on.
You have one of those?
You can play the damn song.
Dick hole with
the
period.
Oh, I was gonna like I tried and then it went into like changing the file name.
Anyway, yeah. This is how it's pronounced.
Pardon me, boy, is that a chat we'll get choo-choo? Track 29. Hey, can you give me a shine?
I request these songs are played so I can watch the old timey dances that happen in the room.
We're getting Gatsby drunk.
Is that like a time machine 3 hours in the future?
Yes.
Was that me from the future?
Yes, it's you in the future.
Make that booty clap.
Why don't you?
All right, so let's move on.
Right. All right, so why don't we kick it off? Lou, you got some news for us?
Yeah, I do.
More old timey.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Oh, before I kick it off, I want to just do some another clip from last week. But, you know, it sounds really weird when there's music in the background already. And then they got the music that I put into the clip.
Okay.
So here's us talking about the Monster Mash.
And as you guys know, disclaimer, everything that happened 35 years ago is true.
Is this part of the Monster Mash?
Oh, yeah.
Is it dude, like, sounding like he's getting an underwater blowjob? This Monster Mash is so good.
Monster Mash, my cock.
Monster Mash, my cock.
I heard that line. I said, please, God, don't ever say that when we're together. Because I was just
How is that not the
now.
Episode, Nick?
That sounds really uncomfortable. That sounds like you're going to have a black and blue afterwards. It's a Monster Mash, my cock.
It was late one night.
I will just start laughing.
You know, I'm going to use that as a segue into this first story. There's some chick online who's, I guess, claiming to be a dick expert. And
Whoa.
First of all, what is her credentials that she's a dick expert?
She's part of some group online.
Bang Bros?
Brazzers? Like,
the only thing I see is there's a hashtag if you want to continue the conversation.
Get it in.
Team Little Dick.
Send me that link.
Team Little Dick.
The micro dick girl.
So she's a specialist.
The micro dick girl.
Why is she an expert on dick?
She's saying that small dicks are better.
Micro dick. No, she said micro dick, not small dick. Micro dick is how she described it.
All right, so. Well, it says basically if you have a little dick that you can suck it or fuck it any way that you want, but if it's too big, like you can't really do anything with it.
Sounds like she's lazy.
And she says,
"Well, just like anything, it's like a there's a medium where it's, everything's good, and then there's like extremes to both.
It's the three bears principle.
Yeah, it's like if a guy fucking takes pants off and hits the floor, it's like whoa, guy. And then you know, if a guy takes pants off and it's just like where what happened to it? Like
again, you want it just right?
Yeah,
nope.
It's gotta be a sweet
Wrong.
Spot.
Go to the woman.
You want it to hit the floor?
Not hit the floor, but you know, like she wants eight is good." Nine is awesome. A little bit more. That's a lot of work. I'm just saying her talking about small
Jill,
dicks.
I bet you if we showed you a 6-inch dick and an 8-inch dick, you wouldn't be able to pick the one that's...
No, 6 is fine too. 6 is fine. Don't worry.
I don't think that you would be able to tell the difference between... I think you'd be able to tell the difference between like 12 and 4.
Listen. In the end, as long as you... As long as you can at least reach to 4 and you got the girth, you're fine. Here's my thing. This girl, with micro dick girl, you're being lazy. You're just being lazy.
Now, I also consider myself a dick expert because I have one and I watch a lot of porn.
And he loves them.
And I watch a lot of porn.
You see a lot of them,
daily. I come in contact with a dick multiple times a day, actually. And as a dick expert, I would say that this chick doesn't know what she's talking about.
Dick expert?
Yeah.
What else are you?
And she's lazy.
Private detective?
Private dick.
Private dick.
But
well, how small is she working with? Like, what's the?
It doesn't say what she's working on now. I guess she's out there, but apparently says that
what size?
One of her big concerns is a dick being too big and her just throwing up on some guy's lap.
She has a shallow vagina and no gag reflex.
All gag reflex. That adds to the heat, bro.
No.
Relax your throat.
Like the choking, sure. But, like, the straight up throwing up on my lap is just not.
Then you turn her over, you go like, right to the tackle.
No, you don't throw
that's a stop the game right there.
No, that's nature's lubricant.
No way, man. Okay, that's like if you stick a dick in a girl's butt and a shit geyser comes out, is that nature's lubricant too? No, it's gross.
Actually, it is.
You go with it.
You guys are both crazy. It's duty, and that's gross.
You're both terrible people.
It doesn't shoot out, it slides out.
Ew, that's even worse.
Stop it!
At least if it's like a shit like Old Faithful, I mean, like I'd be cool with that more than like a.
Would you?
Like,
right. No, she's saying like it's a
like
fun.
A quado drip out like
like a lava
like
flow.
A slug.
Can I bring?
I don't know if you guys know Puerto Rico, but like a quado like starting to react. Starting to react to dripping out of your ass.
How do you, if you do the gag and vomit, how do you not catch it in your mouth and have him not notice it?
It's gonna bite his dick
off.
It's
not that hard. It's not that hard.
You're gonna bite his dick off if you try to catch it in your mouth.
No, you don't.
Try to catch it in your mouth without closing it.
Yeah, I have.
Like, come on.
Please.
I just don't want to poop your dick out. All right, this is getting gross.
Yeah.
So,
we've gotten to a weird place.
Like a lizard throat. No way.
Good job, you Nazi fuck.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to continue the conversation with her, # Team Little Dick.
I don't think I'll ever go # Team Little Dick, actually.
Who hurt her?
I don't
what
rock that team.
What hurt her is what I want to
some
know.
Mandingo.
Some uncle.
She hit like a regular-sized black brother. He was swinging like 7.5.
He could swing from
now she only goes. Now she only goes aging.
I've had so many white girlfriends tell me that it is my right, quote, my right as a black girl to experience black cock. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard your white girls say that
it's
shit.
My right to never hear black cock come out of your mouth again.
did it make you uncomfortable?
No, it's just a little creepy. All right,
next story.
Okay.
Moving on.
Let's see.
Now, black cat coming out of Brian's mouth sounds fine. Just
honey,
oh, it's like getting sucked off by an angel.
At this point, it's a liquor talking, folks.
So,
it's like, go big and go home, guys. Like,
so a dude in India decides to go all vigilante. Invites
Dalzim?
No.
You're a flame.
Well, maybe.
It's got beat up by everyone in the game.
He invites this dude.
We almost talked about this last week.
Who is this girl's alleged rapist over for dinner.
Sorry, wait. There's
a lot of visual shit going on.
Stop
in
dancing.
This.
No one can see.
Brian just did Dalzim's whole victory dance. Yeah.
So instead of, I don't know, what do they eat? Like fucking...
Like pita?
Curry
or
something.
Naan?
Instead of that, it's just torture and then death by strangulation.
What?
Yes.
How'd he get to that?
Well, this dude supposedly raped his daughter, so he trapped the guy with false pretenses of dinner.
Good for him.
He apparently fucking...
Wait, so the guy who raped this guy's daughter to death, he was like...
Was it to death?
Or did he rape and murder her?
I missed the death
part. Tortured this guy to death.
Yeah, he raped the daughter. He didn't kill the daughter.
Oh, and he killed
so
the guy?
So the father of the raped daughter invited the rapist over to dinner and then proceeded to take him apart.
Why would you ever take the invite of the person you committed the crime against?
Because it's India.
Yeah, they probably didn't think it was a big deal that he raped some girl in India.
Actually, you know, I watched Vice, man. It's like not a huge deal over there.
Right.
There's like, meh.
Well, for the men, it's not...
The women are really trying to fight against
it. The women enjoy it. The women enjoy
rape
in India.
No, they have they carry like batons around to try to stop that shit.
They have
they're allowed
a pink sari posse actually going on.
What
right
is baton
now?
Besides
it's actually
stick,
crazy
right?
In India that like the caste system is still like really underlying in their society. Like they still kind of they got rid of it.
Awful place. We could just
it is awful.
It's an awful place.
Whenever you can't get a burger. Is a bad place.
I can't comment on this right now.
This locale's death.
Why you don't eat beef anymore?
No, my ties with the Indian community is growing stronger and stronger day by day, so I can't comment right now.
So you're getting cheaper. All right, so apparently this guy heated up a pair of tongs. Whether that fire came out of his mouth,
the tongs,
or
yoga flame,
or what, I don't know. But then. He burned this guy's genitals and then just strangled the shit out of him until he eventually just died.
Good move.
Yeah.
He burned his genitals with what?
Tongs.
Fiery tongs.
Yeah.
Nice. Slow and
so
painful.
Just grabbed him like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Pretty much.
Oh.
He probably like seared that thing shut.
This guy's like the Denzel Washington.
He should have also. He should have actually also gotten a poker and shoved it up his ass too. That's a good way of killing someone too. Slowly, poke in the whiskers. Slowly. Yeah. That kind of thing. It's eye for an eye. Up there.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
This is getting real dark.
It's how they used to kill sodomites back in England.
That's gay people, not fucking rapists. Pedophiles.
No,
rapists.
It should have been done on gay people. It should be done on rapists, is what I'm saying. Oh. That is a punishment for rape. You get a poker up the ass.
No, I think punishment for rape is you crazy glue the nuts to the floor, give them a dull butter knife, and light the room on fire.
No, go ooh, medieval, bro. Give them that fucking like that it. Crazy catapult. Like the
catapult. You hook them up to a trebuchet.
That's what we should be fighting the Taliban with. Rapists.
Trebuchets filled with rapists.
Oh, if you get convicted of like let's say like a class like 5 crime, whatever, you're getting catapulted at the terrorists.
I'm still a fan of
it's gonna bring them all. At least it's gonna be bring the terrorist morale down when it's just like a bunch of bad guys everywhere just
raining on you. Yeah. Oh, splattering God. All over your building.
You gotta hose that shit. They got hoses.
You got more rapist blood everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
You know what, for rapist punishment, I'm still a fan of Pair of Anguish. You guys know what that is?
I know what it is. Oh. It's where they stick up their butt and they screw it and
they crank
opens.
It.
And it opens.
Thank you, Big, thank you, yeah, Big Book
see?
Of Death.
See, we're on the same page, but I like, let's combine
this is a very things going up the butt podcast.
No.
I didn't go up the butt.
Which is a good segue for the next thing.
Pucano.
No, but I like the poop. Pucano. The up the butt stuff.
Sci-fi
but I
movie.
Also want to use Ken's balls, glue to floor, butter knife, fire room thing. I like that.
If we don't, I don't know how good crazy glue would do, so maybe we should
Gorilla
use
glue?
Like, nah, I'm thinking like a fucking, an industrial staple.
Nail gun.
Bit well. Alright.
What if,
okay,
what if you just like Clockwork Orange their eyes open and make them watch like The Village over and over and over again, and you never give them popcorn?
No respite.
No. It's like over and over. It's like, no, I know it's a fucking real town in today's
make
age.
It worse. It's The Happening.
You really hate that movie, don't you? To think
that
whole
guy's
top.
Library, except for one movie, sucks. Yeah. And that movie's not even rewatchable, so it's like got no real like.
I like
right.
Unbreakable too.
The what?
I like Unbreakable too.
That's like what every like comic book guy says. I love Unbreakable because it reminds you of comics.
So, okay,
but wait. Now there's good comic movies out, so fuck that movie. So
yeah. It's kind of true now that there's actual superhero movies.
So fine. Now that the room is on fire, he's balls are stapled to the floor. We got the pair of paint up his anus. We'll now put The Village on in loop 2 while the room's on fire.
That's so much
there.
Worse. Like, he's just totally comfortable. He's like, oh my God, I can't escape this room. This is why. Stop playing the movie! It's awful!
Yeah. Yes. Here's your butter knife. Get out.
No butter knife. No escape. No popcorn either. No
yeah,
popcorn.
I like the idea of him burning it though.
Just, no, he has a bag full of the popcorn kernels that didn't pop.
I was gonna say the piece that gets
least,
stuck in the teeth.
At least fill
a bag full of that.
At least those, yeah, exactly. Those half kernels.
Oh my goodness!
Forcibly insert those to all his gums.
Why no floss?
But just the ones he can't reach, and he's gotta like pick at his.
Well, his hands
his
are
tongue.
Bound, so.
And there,
just sit there.
There, that is the punishment for rape. We came up with it.
And every like 30 minutes, just like throw a nasty fart in there. This is like, he's like, ooh! What happened?
Wait, no, that's an accelerant. We want him to die slowly with the fire.
No, that's not an accelerant.
No.
Is an accelerant? The gas from a
fire? No, that's just an unpleasant smell.
Okay, you can't
I'm
fart
saying,
near the flame.
Mental anguish is so much worse than physical, I feel. I think you could be mentally tough.
Let's eliminate the fire from the equation. Just turn the heat up real hot.
Let's eliminate the movie.
You're in India, keep in mind.
Let's eliminate the movie and put on some bad music.
Taylor
like?
Swift.
Visual so much
Taylor
worse.
Swift's like
no,
on repeat.
No, he likes
worse.
Her.
Oh, well, he,
Britney.
He does.
Lily, who's your favorite artist?
I don't know. Probably like Alsha Parrish.
No one even
oh,
knows
yeah.
that.
Yeah, put those facts on.
No.
Okay, this guy's like, no. Nah, Taylor Swift's too good for this guy.
No.
You might actually like that. What he's gonna like?
He's
Alsha
gonna be
Parrish.
Dick to the floor. Hate it.
I actually
hate
do know
hate.
Who Alsha Parrish is.
No. The selfie song.
It's like brutally,
oh, that's a piece of
brutally,
shit.
Yes,
brutally
that's
harsh.
What we're playing in loop.
What the hell is a selfie song?
It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I'll play for you later. Don't worry about it.
Let me take a I'm selfie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's the song. Oh yeah.
It's the thing that Fred kept playing for us.
Every
for
once
Christmas.
In a while, it'll skip a little bit, and he'll be like, "Oh, it's breaking. It's breaking." No, it's not breaking, motherfucker.
Nope.
We plan
it's getting
those
louder.
Skips. We plan those skips.
So anyway, well done, Indian Dad, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's the moral of this conversation.
Unwell done, Indian Dad. You could have been so much more crazy with this.
You got to work on your torture tactics. Yeah, right.
Look, the guy died.
Nope.
He avenged his daughter.
No.
He didn't have a murder building like we're talking about.
What about if he just tied it, taped him to a chair, and he played Stuck in the Middle with You, I didn't ask you any questions. I don't care. Yeah. And he cut off his ear, and he did the dance and everything.
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle with you. Is it weird that I'm still
here? Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? You're going to bite.
This is India. I don't think they have the cultural references.
Well, okay, let me do it for India. It would have been bark all day, little doggy. Are you?
And then Bollywood number. Ding, 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 and all dancing.
Stuck in the middle with you.
I have pictures from the wedding and the dance routine, by the way.
You're like, a lot of saris, finger thimbles.
Right.
Yoga flame.
All right, next one. Let's go.
All right. So we got some pastor in Harlem who's afraid that... apparently, sodomites have been jizzing in the Starbucks coffee.
Oh, I had this.
Ew, why that be? Wait, first of all, what does it matter if they were sodomites?
Why is that?
They're jizzing in the Starbucks coffee.
You got to hear what this guy actually thinks is happening with Starbucks.
All right, so he believes that Starbucks is where sodomites started Ebola.
What kind of crazy man is this?
And, a priest.
And Putin will...
pastor.
Yeah.
Putin will out Obama as a homo next week.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm a bite off Tosh, but Putin's basically a Bond villain at this point.
No, he really is.
I've been doing some heavy drinking with Putin these last couple of nights, and he's been telling me he's got some hard proof that Obama is all over the dick. Hard proof. Putin has it.
It's your lips. It's so good.
For the follow-up.
And apparently he's saying that there was a Starbucks semen scare of 14.
Why would they have a semen scare?
That they were serving double tall jizz lattes.
Sure they were.
Wait.
I'll take a double tall jizz latte.
I had four last week. And they were delicious.
Wait. Where is the Starbucks located that he's accusing of this of?
Everywhere, I
West
guess.
Village.
Okay, no. Wait.
San Francisco, right?
No.
It's the West Village, I'm pretty sure.
I work in Chelsea. There's no jizz in that. If there was going to be jizz in any Starbucks... anywhere, it would be in Chelsea.
What about Hollywood?
Or West Hollywood. Or San Francisco. Miami.
No. Chelsea or San Francisco. There's nothing in Chelsea.
The point is, it's ludicrous.
Have you tried to go in there? Or maybe it's one of those off the item menus.
Well, I want to say one thing.
Off the menu items.
You okay?
I'll have a grande venti mocha frappuccino.
With jizz.
A little extra froth.
Guys, like,
you know what I mean?
You want me to jerk off into your cup? What?
Yeah, I like it fresh.
Yeah, please.
Sir, your order's going to be a little bit late. Chaz is going to be taking over. You're like my 15th order today, and I'm fresh out.
Yeah, Ben over here has shot 6 loads already.
he's on break.
He's got to cool down, wait till the afternoon.
He's in his refractory period.
Here's a quote.
He's taking a nap.
Here's a quote from the
pastor. He really can't pop one out on his own.
Oh, here's a quote from what?
A quote from the pastor. He says, "My suspicion is that they're getting semen from sodomites. Semen flavors up the coffee, and it makes you think you're having a good time."
This guy's undercover gay.
This guy doesn't know what Starbucks is.
I associate dick sweat with fucking...
yo,
good
semen.
Time. Froth.
Good time.
The froth of my coffee. Good time. Just come out of the closet, sir. Just come out. Just come out. Enjoy the party. Come out.
I bet you when he goes to the Chinese restaurants, he orders the poo-poo platter.
Definitely.
With his tongue.
Alright,
what's next?
Alright, let's see. Alright, so, I hope I don't take too many Pete's stories. This dude called 911 repeatedly, looking for a date.
I don't have that one.
Oh my god, help me!
Repeatedly?
Help me, I can't get a date!
You got me hot cops!
Okay, listen, guy, it's called the internet.
So...
it's free.
This guy's in
Craigslist. It's called Craigslist! Yeah.
It was a Florida...
What
Florida.
Seems to be your boggle?
My boggle?
I want a date for Friday. What
Tinder?
Anything?
So...
this guy looks
I've
like
tried all those kinda. Things!
He looks like he would be in for a real good time. Not just like a Tinder or a dating site.
Let me guess. This guy does not look like Matthew McConaughey. If this guy looked like Matthew McConaughey, I think this is hilarious.
All right. Maybe from the True Detective.
Maybe the True Detective character in 20 years.
All right, there's some girls that are into that. Find them.
They work for the police, apparently.
All right. Well, it's the thing. Like, the 911 operators weren't into it.
Was he hitting on the operators?
He called specifically to get a date with operators.
Trying to get a date with the operators?
Yes. So he got wasted and called 911 several times looking for a date. At one point with a chuckle, he asked the operator about her feelings on handcuffs before hanging up.
How do you feel about handcuffs?
Yeah. And eventually he just ended up getting arrested for abusing the system.
He made like evil dog laugh like a... How do you like the handcuffs? Like, sir, I have your phone ID. Like, come on. It's 21st century here.
A little...
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Did he get a date?
No, but he confessed to,
in prison he did.
He got a date in court.
He confessed to having troubles with alcohol.
No.
And that he was looking for an escort service.
But couldn't find the number.
Yeah.
I mean,
I couldn't find the number, so I dialed 911.
He thought he was dialing 411.
Is this the police? Yes. What? Do you know what this is, good escort service? Because I'm looking for a
bomb. Have you arrested any prostitutes today?
Can you bring them over here?
Can you recommend
one? Wait, here's another recommendation.
Oh, your job is to protect and serve.
Here's another recommendation. Go to your closest bar or pizza parlor or whatever. Go into the men's restroom. Go into the stalls and look for a good time call. Just try those numbers. Jill, that's a better idea. It's not
the 70s anymore. That doesn't work.
No.
All those numbers are posted on Craigslist.
Yeah, now it's for a good time
you
tweet.
You put your shoe underneath the stall and tap.
Yeah.
And that's
really,
that's
you
should have
just tweeted fucking hashtag little dick club or whatever.
Yeah.
Posting.
Hey, lady.
I'm the man you're looking for.
I'm sure he's got about 2 inches of bone that she could have rode.
No, he was hung like a horse. He wasn't about that girl.
So. Wait, what?
Okay.
Remember, that's what you were talking about, right? That girl.
Yeah, talking about something like that.
The girl, remember? She's like, I don't know. No, he was talking like a horse. That was an option for him.
All right, so moving on. There was a freak accident in New Jersey where a construction worker was killed by a fucking tape measure.
Whoa!
Where they get it all the way out, and he's like, how long is that? It's like 24 feet, and he let go of it. He's like, what? Da-da, right in his head.
You ever extend a tape measure all the way?
Uh-huh.
Let it go?
There's a bomb at the end. It's like, if you get it all, it's like, boom! It shoots.
It's reeling back. It's playing the Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Finish! Right in the eye.
Apparently, this is like, what do you call it? Like a Rune Goldberg?
So it knocked over a pail, which hit a ramp.
It was like ricocheting off,
startled the cat,
a bunch of shit,
and set off a nail gun,
and then finally like bounced off and hit him in the head.
Wow!
Knocked him out, and eventually he just died. He never woke up.
Sir, I'm sorry you're dead, but that is a great way to go out.
So you wasn't like your friends, did you?
Can you imagine me sitting here at the gate like that was the coolest death I've ever seen?
I want to see a video of this.
Right.
Dun. Dun, 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 dun.
No, it's like dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
It's probably much more lame than that. He probably ended up in that like Beetlejuice waiting room. It's like, what happened? It's like, you're dead guy.
He's got a tape measure sticking through his head like an arrow thing.
It sounds like he just had a bad doctor.
Oh yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Pull the plug.
Doctor, I'm still right here. No.
He can't be saved.
Not gonna make
he's
it.
Dead.
He just covers his nose and his mouth. Nah, he's not gonna make it.
Nurse, pronounce him.
He's
nurse,
still moving.
Pronounce this man.
Patient.
Sorry, bud. He's not
holding
make
a
it
pillow
through.
Over his face.
Holding him down.
He's not gonna make it to the
nurse. Pronounce this man.
3:15. Got it.
All right.
So that guy's.
Was that the actual mousetrap effect? The story doesn't have the same.
I wish
if you don't have like a 1920s guy diving into a tub, it's not mousetrap.
How do you know that didn't happen?
I wish it did.
That set the whole thing off, actually.
That was the catalyst.
So, this one is bonkers. Doesn't even sound real. Here's the title. Police say man with no hands, no legs is armed and on the run.
He is not armed.
That's a fucking...
He is not
that's
armed.
Fucked up, man.
Wait, it's the character from Brickleberry.
Police shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. That's fucked up. That's a dirty
I imagine,
joke.
Like...
What is he armed with? Not arms. Like,
I mean, like...
Hooks?
I imagine just Patrick from SpongeBob. Like a fucking...
Weedle.
Is he carrying a machete in his teeth? And wielding it with his tongue? Well, I don't understand how this works.
Well, Sean Petrozino, 30-year-old, reportedly lost his legs, hands, and part of his arms to bacterial meningitis.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Oh, it's not even something like a hero. Whoa.
No, it's not a hero.
Here's a rhetorical question, though. Like, would you guys, let's say, if you had something like that, cut off all your limbs or die?
Oh, put me down.
You know what?
I'm just going to figure out a way to hang myself eventually.
I'll walk it off. Yeah. I'll also take up smoking and do whatever at that point. I'll just bump lines of coke.
Inject me full of heroin. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
So, people found his parents just dead in their home. This guy is on the run, last seen at an ATM. Supposedly armed with a gun.
How is he getting around?
You know
my
what?
Quad.
There's a
rolling. Is he rolling he's with the homies?
Like, no.
He's like on a dolly.
I think he has legs, but he just no feet because it looks like he's wearing shoes, but they're pointed and just an unnatural.
Oh my god! You're right.
And then I think he's like the
he looks like
the granddad from
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. For King of the Hill, the father.
He's got nothing between the knees and the shins.
Yeah.
Shinny?
Feet.
Well, the point is he still can't run very fast. He can't drive a car.
But it looks like he's got
great song,
baby. Just nubs. Doesn't even look like lobster claws. Nubs.
Does he have hands?
Doesn't look like hands.
He has nubs. How's he gonna pull a trigger?
I don't even know how he killed his parents unless, like.
Police always trying to catch you riding dirty, bro.
He had someone configure a trap and then told them both to stand on the X's and, like, press the button.
Mousetrap strikes again.
Like.
Two times in 1 week.
I can't fathom how this happened.
So stand on this X while this 1920s gentleman jumps in this tub.
He probably fucking killed himself afterwards anyway.
I mean, this is bonkers though, but how do you even get around?
He's like the old man from King of the Hill.
Wait, so his feet to his knees?
It like, looks like it. It really it. Looks like
it. It looks like Cotton Hill.
You were trying to put the song on. We had this conversation.
What is it? His feet to his elbow? His hands to his elbows?
He doesn't have hands. They're nubs.
No, someone helped him then.
I can't decipher this picture what I'm looking at.
It's weird.
This is a patsy right here. Someone he's the fucking blaming on a quadriplegic.
He's the human starfish. It looks like so.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Little.
Is that a quote from SpongeBob?
Yes.
He's like pink and doughy, like it too. So. All right.
What's next?
Yeah. Let's keep going. So you guys like AC/DC?
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, they're right.
Sort of. Of course I like AC/DC, Lou.
Well,
Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap.
You can't say no to anything.
Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap.
You don't like AC/DC?
I think they're okay, but right, just saying, like you.
Trenton Thunder uses them every opening game. Come on.
I'm tired of that.
Is this AC/DC?
There you go.
Bobby.
No, I like Thunder.
So their drummer was arrested because he's involved in a murder plot.
A double murder, right?
Whoa.
It just says murder plot.
I like him even better.
A double murder plot?
Yeah, it says he was arrested in New Zealand on charges that he tried to have two people murdered.
He tried to squish two Kiwis over there.
Badass.
He was also charged with possession of meth and those weed.
Were dirty. You know who I am? I'm a tour raise in D.C.
Those were some dirty better. Deeds done
dirt cheap.
They were alive.
Thank you.
Fire! They shook him all night long. Hell's bells.
Thunder.
Anybody else?
TNT?
I like big balls. TNT. You like big balls.
That's what he's going to be saying in prison.
I like big balls. Whoa, I like big balls.
So, that was a near spit take, everyone.
So he's charged with two counts of attempting to procure a murder.
Procure murder?
That's what it said.
Procure. It's procurement of murder.
That's Kiwi talk for attempted, I guess.
Like, hiring a hitman, sounds like.
For looking to procure
a killer.
Have you attained a contract for a killer? You procure it.
They could just say hiring a gun.
But they're Kiwis.
Is he going to be on the highway to hell tour or what?
No, because in the most recent like press releases from the band, he's mysteriously not there.
This is Photoshop now.
He never existed.
He's in jail. Like,
they literally put him on the highway to hell, huh?
Yes. Is that anymore? Is that it?
The spirit of Bon Scott rose from the dead. Dragged him down.
I forgot they fucking replaced their singer with the same dude.
With literally the same.
You know, the lesson here is...
Back in black, motherfucker!
Like, do your own murders, I guess.
Hey, no. If you want something done right, do it yourself.
Because all these...
Or at least hire a professional.
He's not...
He tried.
That's the thing, he tried.
No, a real professional.
Like, somebody will keep quiet?
Yeah.
Well, where do you go to find that professional?
Craigslist.
Not New Zealand.
No, you do not go to Craigslist.
Yeah,
you go to England. I'm sure they have a bunch of guys who have tight lips.
There's a bar called Tough Gong in the Badlands in Brooklyn.
All right.
You gotta go in there, you gotta find a Rasta. Probably gonna have to pay him like 10 grand.
This isn't the plot of Horrible Bosses, man.
He wasn't a Rasta. That was Jimmy Fox.
Nah, I'm talking about a real Rasta.
Motherfucker Jones or something.
Yeah, no, they're
I'm
on,
looking
they're
for
over
a
here.
Mouse that can get things done.
Yeah, you don't go to Jimmy Fox. You go to a real Rasta. Let him know you mean business. Probably gotta kill one of the boys or something.
I need to hire Rasta Mouse.
That seems like beating the point right there.
Well, no, those guys are untraceable. Nobody even investigates their murder. Cops come there and have a drink.
All right, what are we up to now?
Anyway, celebrating the music of AC/DC.
I was going to say, here's my idea. You hire a bum to do it and then kill the bum.
Very good, Lou. That's the best answer.
You can't count on a bum, though.
The bum's going to
He won't snitch because you put a bullet in between his eyes.
Yo, the
you can
bum do that.
You can take that logic to anyone who's much better at killing people.
The bum is gonna botch it though. Like,
let him botch it.
What's he gonna do? Fuck a can of beans and ask for change and then
kill him?
Yeah.
No, the bums aren't good killers. They're good bums.
My question is,
they're not good at anything.
Well, wait.
Actually.
I'm a girl and I watch a lot of Discovery ID. Here's what I've learned.
Of course, because it's all women killing their husbands.
No, it's also
watch out, cats.
It's also men killing their wives. It's a whole bunch of things.
It's
but
always
best...
a spouse is the point.
Yes, yeah. It is. Or a girlfriend or whatever.
But luckily, she doesn't cook, so she's done.
Do you have a cousin or does your cousin have a friend that you don't mind bumping off? That's what you have to do. Get them to kill them.
Like the plot from Throw Mama from the Train? What are you talking about? Like...
Well,
you kill my mama and I'll kill your wife.
But they weren't planning on killing each other in the end, were they?
No.
So it's not the same thing.
Owen doesn't have any friends. He's fat and
he's stupid.
My favorite line in movie history.
All right. What's next?
All right. So let's play a little game.
All right. What are we playing?
It's a Jeopardy-themed game.
That was well-timed.
That was. For once, that stupid sound came in at the right moment.
It's
a
stupid sound, man.
Brought to you by Gawker. These are real... Jeopardy cards, I guess you could say. It's all two real rappers' names and then one fake one.
I'll take the rapist for 500, Alex.
Oh, this is literally the whitest.
I will take the penis mightier.
Let's see if you guys can figure out which rapper.
So they give you two real rappers and one fake one?
Yes. Figure out which one's the real one, which one's the fake one.
All right, so we'll go around.
First one. Corn Dog.
It's a fake one.
Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg's real.
Snoop Dogg.
Corn Dog's real. Nate Dogg. Corn Dog's fake. Corn Dog's fake.
No.
First answers apply.
Yeah.
No, I was working.
You were
it
locked
out.
In. You were locked in.
So give me a piece of paper so I can work it out.
Nope, too late.
Nah,
doesn't matter. I'm doing it all mentally.
What's the answer?
We had the right
obviously
answer.
Corn Dog is fake.
Yeah, you're, that's clearly the answer, right?
You're like, all wrong because you should have said
so Doggy Dog.
What is Corn Dog?
Nah, man, fuck you and your Jeopardy rules, Lou. This is ghetto Jeopardy. Where I'll take your shit if you don't give it to me.
Who that be?
Right.
Snoop Dogg.
Once right. I finish this bottle of champagne,
who that
I'm breaking and I'm stabbing you in the heart.
Corn Dog. All
right.
Ghetto Jeopardy.
Here's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube, Iceberg, Ice-T.
Who that be? Iceberg.
Correct. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Iceberg would be my rap name.
We really need whiteboards so we can write this shit down and show
Whiteberg.
It to you.
Whiteberg.
All right. This one, I don't even know if there is
go ahead.
Two real ones because I never heard of this guy.
Nice.
Lil Scrappy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, yeah, obviously, that's the guy's not the answer.
MC Medium.
MC Medium's not real.
Who this is MC Medium?
Yeah, Lil Scrappy's a real
rapper. Is Lil Scrappy a real rapper?
Yeah. He is. Who is MC Medium?
No, who this
he's
who
average.
No.
Who that is?
No, you gotta answer it and rap it.
Right,
who
does
B right,
no,
MC Medium?
No, that's not it. No one's talking about who that is. Who that is MC Medium?
All right, this one's my favorite one. And I don't know if you guys are gonna get it. Nipsey Hussle. Twista, and Boogaloo B.
Twista is definitely a real rapper. Nipsey
Hussle. Who does B? Is not the real Nipsey one. Hussle.
I don't know. I don't know.
Nipsey Russell is the dude from the Soul Train. So I'm going to say, who does B? Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Hussle.
I'm saying Nipsey. He's a play on words. That's a real person.
You mean Don Cornelius?
Literally, Don 10 Cornelius minutes before we start recording, I exposed my ignorance of rap. So I'm not
Don a... Cornelius hosted Soul
Train. My bad. Nipsey Russell's an actor then?
Yes.
All right. My bad. Wrong dude.
Well,
because we all look alike to you, right, Brian?
Who does
B...
Nipsey Hussle.
I don't know. Hussle. You really think there's a Boogaloo B?
No, yes. Who this kind B of. Bigaloo B?
Damn, I don't know. I don't have the right answer.
We're playing this game and you don't have the answers? Like
this
that.
Is just ridiculous cards that have shown up. All right. On Jeopardy.
Any more
Fuck
of these?
This game.
One last one, but this one's really easy.
Okay.
Exhibit, Exterminator, DMX.
Who is Exterminator?
Wrong. I never heard of this fucking DMX guy.
What?
Right. Wait. True
but
story.
But Ja Rule is the greatest.
By the way. One of my ex...
What would I be without you?
One of my...
What's my motherfucking name?
Yeah. What an asshole.
Guys.
What business did that guy have singing anything?
I know.
Brian.
I don't know who to play, either Ja Rule or...
Do you have that horrible song?
He does.
Yeah,
you know
of course.
He does.
I know I do.
By that horrible song, I mean any of his music?
Oh, man, you know he has that piece of shit.
By the way, we know for a fact that DMX actually talks like that in real life.
You mean Earl?
Yeah. Yes, but he talks like that in real life.
I call him by his real name.
Don't you ever call him
Earl?
We're friends like that, me and Earl Simmons.
Earl is his last name, too?
I think. I may be confusing him with Spawn, I don't know. That's not Ja Rule.
Definitely not his last name.
What's my motherfucking name?
You know what, though? Ja Rule was really backed by some fucking bad motherfuckers, though. So
yeah, that's why 50 Cent took his chain. And put it on an album cover.
They didn't show you that he gave it back afterwards.
He never gave it back. It was a crime that
Isn't
everyone was
Ja Rule,
going,
like,
Fred
getting
McGriff?
Out of jail now?
No, Fred McGriff
was the crime dog?
Ashanti has a new album.
Who?
Ashanti.
No, Fred McGriff. That's the actual name of the baseball
player. He has new album. Remember that was Ja Rule?
One conversation at a time.
He's a gangster, too, in New York City.
No, but his name...
When these two get talking to each other, there's no breaking through.
No, seriously, his nickname was the crime dog.
I believe you, but I'm saying it wasn't the crime dog.
I wasn't.
They don't even know they're on a show anymore.
Fuck all you guys.
Everything that was talked about black culture, Pete was just like, I'm so white. What happened?
You didn't.
This entire
time. I hear white noise!
This entire time he was trying to hand me his wallet. It was really sad.
Take it and don't hurt me! Take the girl!
He's trying to hand you his wallet. Bibbity bibbity, son, I don't know! Just take it!
The code is. My ATM card code is this.
Blanco.
I'll write it down for you.
Alright, what's the next story?
I'm going to pass it to you for stupid people.
Alright, that's it for the news. Let's do stupid people.
Stupid people.
Might as well throw a shout out to David Tell in the Paramount here next week at Friday.
I want to go.
Buy a ticket.
That's happening Friday?
Not this Friday, next Friday.
I'm in.
We'll meet
November
up with
the 17th. Thing.
We'll meet up with you afterwards.
I'm there. All right.
Titez.
Remember we met him? He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your ex-girlfriend was all shit-faced.
She's all drunk and shit.
I'm 100% Irish.
He told me.
She's doing that shit.
The last words Dave Attell said to my face were, "I'm rich! Good luck with that shit."
Also, he's rich.
Is he?
I don't think he's rich.
He was a little drunk that night.
No, Dave was sober. Remember you offered to buy him a drink, and he said, I don't drink.
I get that, but I'm saying I played the little sound bite. I had to go with it.
Yeah.
Sound bites don't make the truth, Brian.
Yeah, Dave tells kind of, on the though. Wagon, he's good.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. That made it super awkward.
I thought you
awkward.
Were saying Dave Chappelle for a while. I was so Attell. Excited.
I'm rich!
I like Attell better than Chappelle.
Oh,
it's because you're racist.
No way.
You said it out loud.
At their best, Chappelle was way better than
I'm talking stand-up wise.
Yes, at their best.
Because Chappelle does 4-hour shows that get old.
Who the fuck has seen that? Like I'm talking about, it's like
Kill Him Softly was probably the best stand-up of all time.
I'm more a Skanks for the Memory guy. That's just me. That's more my sensibility.
Dave Attell is funny, but he's such an obscure comic that you cannot say that he's. He's not even the best of that genre.
He just speaks. Comic. He speaks to
Bill
my
Bill
sense of humor.
Louis C.K. is better.
All right.
This is all like, subjective.
Jimmy
all
Norton.
This is subjective.
Jimmy Norton's awesome.
Nah.
I still think it tells better than Jimmy somewhere. Norton.
There's a list out there.
It somewhere. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Who wrote it? You?
Artie Lang.
Artie Lang's
Artie Lang's a shit. But we saw Artie Lang last year. He was a shit.
He wrote that list. I have it somewhere. I'll find it for you,
people. All right. So what's going on this? The two people.
All right. We got a cop. Cop fucked up. Was doing a demonstration for a bunch of kids about
pigs.
Yeah. About the equipment that they use in the force
to beat people to death with.
About, you know, self-defense and stuff. So he pulled out his fake pepper spray to show these four-year-olds.
Sprayed him with it?
Oh, he sprayed the shit.
It's real pepper spray?
It was real pepper spray.
What? Right. He sprayed four-year-olds with pepper spray?
Oh, yeah. That's and true. I know we like mace stories on
that's
this
good
show.
Old police.
What the hell is that?
This is your baby mace coming to life.
This is literally...
Did they learn a lesson from it?
Right. Ah, get away from me!
Now, he thought it was the mock mace... No, was the real shit.
Oh, God, no.
He doused down some four-year-olds.
Keep his job?
Why would that be a thing even, though?
Of course like, he kept his job. He's dude, a cop.
Who, what is the company that even builds mock mace? Yeah. Why would you build that company? Is it mace? Is it mace company? Like, we should build mock mace so that, you know, so pigs...
You know what it is? Upon further reading, I think it was a less potent mace, and he probably, like, sprayed it in the air. Because what they're saying is there's a pava spray, which is a demonstration or mock mace that doesn't spread. It's a direct contact mace. He sprayed the real shit that probably got in the air and fucked up some kids.
What a stupid pig.
That's like the beautiful thing about being a cop is that like you could kill somebody.
They bust you down to a reason. Desk job.
Not for like 2 weeks. And then they're like, all right, buddy.
Yeah, you're suspended with pay.
Here's
your gun, go home.
Yeah, it's very rare that I say this kind of stuff, but fuck the police.
I hate cops.
Goddamn fucking cops.
I say it every
except week. The good ones. Except for the good ones.
Which good ones?
There's a few, and they're the ones that die.
Whoa.
God bless you. That's
so what you're
theory.
Saying
the
is
good cops
the
die.
Only good cop is a dead cop?
That sounds like a punk rock. You just wrote a punk rock song, Joe. Right.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank nice. You.
That's what I pulled from that.
Thank you, Lou.
That was well done.
That's not what it meant, but it did turn
you
out
meant
like
all
that.
Coppers are bastards.
Yeah.
I said the asshole cops are the ones who live. The hero cops are, of course, the ones that die.
ACAB. All coppers are bastards.
Yes.
That's what you meant.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just hearing the only good cops are dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. One dead cop.
Somebody remixed this Jillian quote into a punk rock song.
It's already been done. It's called Leftover Crack.
I guess we have...
Say,
we know,
is this a body count song?
It's just like all about killing cops and like how they're so cool.
I guess we have, like, my goal for the our 200th show.
making it Story,
you only have,
rock song?
Like, 95 more weeks to do it.
Well, it'll be, like, 95% the Justin song, and then I'll add that clip.
I want to hear that song.
Honey, you missed it. I just made a punk rock song.
Brian was... Okay, let's move on. Let's do the next one. A Kentucky woman was arrested for trafficking drugs, especially crystal meth. When you're a crystal meth... A suspect of trafficking drugs.
Allegedly.
Well, it's probably not a good idea to wear a t-shirt that reads, I heart crystal meth.
No.
What's
no,
the difference?
As a lawyer, I'd say no. Don't
I mean,
do that.
Look at your face, probably. You probably missing
I am looking at her face and her shirt.
She probably didn't need the t-shirt.
Both things scream crystal meth.
She probably is actually 30, but she looks 60 or 70.
In actuality,
so lying, say she's 70.
She's 37.
Oh, I told shit. You. I told you.
That's
I
only
know
5 years
crystal,
old than us, man.
I know that's, crystal meth face.
No, but she looks like
25 years old.
She could be like a grandmother.
Yeah.
She looks like a crypt keeper.
60. Yeah. At least 65.
You boys ever been to Mexico?
See, I know crystal meth face very well. Because I find those people hilarious.
Okay. Like Rodney Dangerfield, you know?
They are fucking hilarious.
More no respect.
Though. Anyway, the cops took this kind of lightly, taking to their Facebook page, writing, are we all being punked, lol? This shirt was a dead
Wait,
giveaway.
First of all, time
punked.
Out. The cops have a Facebook page?
The cops used yeah. lol in a Facebook post.
Wait, they have a Facebook page, though?
Yeah,
of course they do.
Yeah, I saw,
they post mugshots.
I saw a Reddit post last week about this kid was on the lam, and the cops posted his mugshot on the Facebook.
And he liked it.
He commented on it. He was like,
we do one of those stories every month.
He's like, I need a new mugshot. They're like, yo, come down.
I'll give you one.
I'm pretty sure we did that story on this show.
Really?
Or I read about it and decided
to put
it
in.
We call it stop Facebook snitching on yourselves.
I'm not a Facebook guy, but I want to join Facebook just to fuck with the cops now. Just be like,
hey, look.
It's really not how it works.
Please don't, honey.
I was going to be like, hey, look, fuck you, pigs. It's all over there against the wall.
Please don't.
I was like, fuck pigs on the wall.
Please don't.
Why? What are they going to do? I didn't break crime.
I don't know.
I didn't break a crime.
Honey, let's just not be on the radar.
Or a break a crime.
Or a law, I should say.
Sweetheart, let's just not be on the radar.
What radar? I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, just don't be on the radar.
Well, you going to arrest me for my podcast? Like,
maybe.
Your podcast isn't funny. Fuck you. Blah, blah, blah. All
right. So we all saw Anaconda recently.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want some.
Yeah, from a Riff Trax event. Shout out to Riff Trax.
I found out
the funniest shit on earth.
Found out that I have a creepy thing for John Voight.
Yeah, that we don't want to talk about that because that makes you way less respectable.
George Costanza did too, though.
He only got bit.
No, he had his car too.
Oh, he took the car. That's right.
Kramer got bit.
Anyway, there's a Discovery Channel documentary coming out. Let's see. It's called Eaten Alive, where a man named Paul Rosalie will don a special suit so that he can be filmed getting eaten by an anaconda.
Why?
Because it's interesting. Anaconda don't, my
anaconda don't, my anaconda okay, that was kind of good timing. This is the dumbest shit ever.
This is the best fucking.
He claims to have a homemade suit, which will stop him from being digested and crushed inside the snake suit.
And crushed?
There's no point.
Is he filming the inside?
He's gonna get pooped?
He's gonna apparently. Oh, that's the last line of the article. Is
how's he gonna?
It isn't clear how Rosalie will extricate himself from the snake once he's inside.
With a knife.
You know who's more upset about this than anybody?
Cobra!
The anaconda.
Of course, the animal activist. Nobody gives a fuck if this guy's digested. It's the people worried about the snake.
No,
upset.
I think that he should just cut the shit, take the suit off, and give it full fucking go.
Yeah, right.
Go in with a GoPro. We'll get the GoPro.
I would like to see Mike Tyson versus anaconda.
I would too.
And it's because of the
Mike
cartoon.
Tyson would ring that motherfucker's bell. I wouldn't even give the anaconda four rounds.
Give him a couple of jabs and hooks.
The anaconda would get four rounds.
Could you get down on Mike Tyson versus animals?
Yes.
As a TV show?
Yeah.
Like Mike Tyson versus like a teenage bear. Like it's not fully grown.
Like adolescent bear.
Yeah, like a 250 pound bear.
I don't think you would do it.
Are we going 1988 Mike Tyson?
Is he right now? Is he bare knuckle?
Pigeon loving mice.
Yeah, bare knuckle tape. He could tape.
He's got a tape at least.
Oh, Mike Tyson knocking a grizzly bear out, I would say.
He would fucking probably.
He would
piss
rock
the shit now, off no, of a grizzly bear.
He would rock that shit's world.
Do you defang anything or declaw anything?
No,
is it purely strength? The swat of a bear or a bear claw?
No, the bear's gotta hit him too.
Oh, no, bear can bite or hit him.
He was quick as fucking shit too back in the day, man. That guy can move and he would rock that thing.
I want to watch this show.
I would watch Mike Tyson fight a lot of animals.
I think he would die like immediately.
No, but first you start him off the easy ones, like him versus a dolphin. Like,
is in or out of the water?
Shallow water.
Shallow, like 3.5 feet. Like,
so
medium territory.
Gotta, yeah, the dolphin's got to come up to fight him, and he can get a good.
Does the dolphin know it's in a fight?
Absolutely. Well, actually, the first episode is anaconda. That's just getting knocked out. It's like, bah!
The anaconda's got to go 5 rounds with the champ.
He's gonna break the anaconda's neck, which is weird because it's like all fucking, you know, snake.
Well, they're constrictors, so he doesn't have to worry about the fangs so much.
No, the thing's gonna try to come up and get him. He's gonna dance a little bit. It's gonna stand up. He's gonna knock it out.
Yeah.
Episode 2
is
it's like a horse.
Deer.
It's like a horse.
A horse.
With boxing gloves on his forelegs.
No, a kangaroo. A kangaroo.
A roo?
That's the natural
That's
progression.
That's the season finale, bro.
No.
A roo?
The season finale.
An actual boxing animal?
A roo is a bad motherfucker.
A kangaroo. Mike Tyson.
I can put a lot of people against a kangaroo.
Get out of here. That thing's not getting.
Nah, a kangaroo is a fucked up animal.
That's another short episode, though. We got to build up a lot in that episode because he's knocking that thing out.
He's got to fight that bear eventually.
Yeah, the bear is the real fight. Mike Tyson's knocking these. This is just a warm up for this guy.
I think the kangaroo is the heavyweight champ.
Nah, you got it wrong. It's the bear.
It fights like the.
Do an old school fisticuffs.
Knocking that thing out one punch.
Look, he has a new cartoon show, but I think this is the real reality show.
Yeah, we gotta get Mike Tyson. He'll do this stuff. He needs money.
Emerges from a gate and pigeons fly out like a John Woo movie.
You know,
I'm glad you brought the pigeons in, Jake. He loves the pigeons.
He's gonna come out in like the bathrobe. Like it's gonna be a pigeon face.
Yeah,
yeah. That's his robe out into the ring. Pigeon fucking feathers flying down from the ceiling.
And then he's gonna
knock some animals out, bro.
He kicks the shit out of a baby elephant or something.
You know what? According to this show, you put him against a bear shark.
The mama elephant will come and get him.
Bear shark. That's
in like
the fight.
4.5 feet of water. He would die. Bear shark.
You're not gonna beat a bear shark.
What kind of shark? Great white?
A bear shark.
Are we talking the dreaded Mako grizzly?
The Mako grizzly?
Or is this one of those koala whales I've heard so much about?
A koala whale's getting knocked out.
They're slow and they take their time. Mako grizzly.
That sounds pretty intense.
All this coming up in a new bear shark survival manual.
Yeah, right.
It's a tiger. It's a black tiger.
Koala whale? That's
a black tip tiger?
A black tip tiger. Well, koala whale? Come on now. What's a koala bringing to the fucking mix over here? Like
adorableness,
that scrappiness.
It's a nurse panda.
A love of eucalyptus.
You know,
never say die
claws.
Attitude.
Sweetheart, we know their claws are painful.
Write that down. That's going in the book.
Claw claws? Deadly though. Like,
yeah, they are actually.
Mike Tyson would knock one of those out too.
You go for the eyes. The eyes and the jugular.
We're gonna tie Mike Tyson's right hand behind his back for that fight. When he fights the koala, he only got the left. He only got the jab. The champ can only jab.
And he's blindfolded on his left side.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
I think Mike Tyson would get his ass beat by a monkey.
You're crazy.
What kind of monkey?
A regular monkey.
A koala's
monkey?
Now,
a gorilla would
he
be a
fight. He knocked out so many dudes. You think a monkey's going to get him?
Those go crazy. Like, they fucking bite your face off and shit.
Nah. Are you talking a monkey or an ape?
It wouldn't touch
he means
him.
Monkey.
Now, a silverback
gorilla.
So, like
gorilla, a capuchin?
A silverback
he's
gorilla.
Talking, he's
would
not
be
talking gorilla.
Fight.
He's talking monkey.
He's talking monkey. Like no, outbreak monkey.
I'm talking about
yeah.
like a silverback gorilla.
Okay. I would kill an outbreak
fight.
Monkey.
Here's the thing. If you put him against a silverback gorilla,
it would like
monkey.
Bite your nose and lips off and
wait,
fuck
wait.
If you put him against a silverback gorilla, you're going to need boxing gloves and a diaper.
No boxing gloves. That's got to be the bare knuckle.
Can I say something? I'm really surprised Brian didn't go for this comment. A razorback gorilla against Mike Tyson is about. Basically, Mike Tyson against Mike Tyson.
Oh,
why
no.
do you have to go there, Jillian?
Why the most racist woman in the fucking world?
Way to kill the whole room. God damn it.
I was just going to say the statistic that a fucking silverback gorilla could flip a car
Look,
with its hands.
We were just talking like sports fans till you showed up.
Yeah, seriously.
Now he needs like a palate cleanser.
We can't talk
the
about
only dark
anymore.
I like is black. The only hood I love is pointy and white. Can't trust you if I can't see your face at night. I think we all know who
we're talking about. Actually, having a whole show of like
better.
Us, it's called Us Versus Them, right? It's like Dan Marino throwing footballs against like a monkey throwing poop.
It's like pros versus Joes, but with humans and animals.
Yeah, it's like who's
like
better,
that.
You know?
I like
Michael Phelps versus a dolphin.
It's like an eagle going against like an F-14 Hornet. You know, it's like, who can make more better moves?
So this is basically just us dominating the
animal. Fuck kingdom. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
A shark versus a U-boat. Yeah.
America,
well, I mean, a shark versus U-boat would win.
That's what I'm saying. We're on the same page.
Yes. But I think that you need a comic book person for every category. So it's Mike Tyson clearly for most.
I think he's our go-to.
I think either Mike Tyson or Bo Jackson.
Oh, on land. And then your water guy would be David Phelps.
What about Bo
Michael
Derrick?
Phelps.
Michael Phelps. Or David.
Is there anybody out there who's like still a decent boxer, but they're definitely punchy? Like they're...
Like Mike Tyson.
A little punch drunk.
Manny Pacquiao.
A little punch
who
drunk.
Who doesn't quite know where they are.
Punch drunk.
Like
so
Oscar
the animal the animal has a bit of an advantage.
Like Oscar De La Hoya.
The animal has the advantage, though. They're, like, stronger.
Punch drunk.
Are you talking about, like, the old boxer from Venture Brothers?
Yeah.
I used that beautiful face.
On the radio.
Otherwise known as Muhammad Ali.
Like Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a younger guy who's like that.
I'm so pretty.
Right.
Like Sugar
Ray. Fuck on decon. Kill all your
fucks. All right, yo, what's the next one?
All right, next story. We got a bad date in Oregon. A 23-year-old man met a woman for the first time in person Monday after they had talked online. She hopped into his car at a drive-thru restaurant in Wilsonville, south of Portland, and she asked him to buy her a milkshake, which he did. He got two $1 bills, single dollars in change. Put them in his wallet, put it on the center console. The woman grabbed the wallet and bolted.
And said, "My milkshake brings
the
boys to the
yard, and my
life
is better than
yours."
Thank you.
She just pulled
the
fucking. The
whole time.
She pulled a Jane Jetson on him.
Now the point is,
he pulls out the two bills.
This wallet's mine.
And then she gets her whole wallet.
Jokes on her. He's got two milkshakes.
Yeah. Well, and she got $2.
Oh. Ooh. And his ID.
You can't even get one milkshake with $2, bitch.
No, and his ID, that would really inconvenience him. Wait, this is a way to guarantee a second date. He's got to call you.
Called the cops and they caught her because he had all her info.
And what was she
and
doing?
They found the wallet with $2 inside.
What was she
so
trying
to do?
So he got
two milkshakes and his $2
back. Good for that guy. And a story.
Best day ever.
That's a great date.
He better than some Captain Caveman, that bitch. Just grab
it. Call me. All
right.
It also wasn't going to work out because. Because
she talks just like this! High pitched bitch.
Wow, I forgot about the Roger Rabbit one.
You can't deal with this high pitched woman.
Do we want a story about the dumbest drug smuggler or about the dumbest drunk driver?
Drunk driver?
Yeah, I think
you want to do a drunk driver?
Fuck yeah. Bless you.
Excuse me.
All right, Pennsylvania man. Left a bar, completely shithouse. 36-year-old dude, Gordon Milligan, drove to Woolly Bully's bar and crashed into the side of the building, got out, and tried to buy a drink.
I like your style, sir.
Well, I mean, did he just tap it, or did he go through and, like, tried to...
It left minimal damage.
Like, drive through.
But patrons say...
He left that shit in first gear and fucking kept the brick on the fucking gas pedal in the middle, you know, cracked through the bricks. Yeah. It's like, all the time, like, oh, you know what? My car is idling right now. I'll take a fucking rum and coke.
I'll take one for the road. I'm sure in his head that's what it sounded like.
Did they serve him?
No, they didn't serve him. They refused to serve him and tried to sober him up. He then left, crashed his truck into a fence, nearly went over a hillside.
That's like the most offensive
thing over the river and through the hills.
To a drunk guy is trying to sober him up. He's like, whoa! I tried to get here. What are you talking about?
You know what I went through to get here?
Seriously, I'm fucked up, guys.
There are bodies in the streets.
Here's what you do. You give him a glass, you fill it up with water, and you tell him it's vodka or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the drunk will buy that.
Yeah. Oh, he's drunk. He won't know.
What is this hideous fucking liquid?
Drinking rain.
If he's that drunk, he won't notice. Trust me.
No, they know. That's the one thing that they do know. All
right, so put a little bit of vodka in it.
That's not helping anybody.
Yeah.
No.
A little bit of vodka and water.
You fucking chain him to the wall or something.
You sit here.
What were the repercussions? Anything?
We feed you omelets and give you...
Oh, well, police tried to bring him into the patrol car where he began kicking out the rear window. He then kicked an officer in the chest.
Uh-oh.
Officer said he must have been on Angel's to do all this, but, you know, he was just drunk.
He fought several officers.
Just a good drunk.
Did he wake up in the drunk tank and didn't remember what happened? He didn't remember.
Well, he's charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, resisting arrest, driving under the influence. Anybody want to guess the bail?
$2,200.
No, he's not fat, right?
He's not a fat man.
$2,500?
$2,500? I'm not good with bail. We let them sit.
$15,000.
Ooh.
A little more than fat people,
I
right?
think I won that.
It's way less.
Way less than fat people.
Fat people had $28,000 or $30,000 or some shit like that. Oh. Yeah. For fucking... This guy is a fucking menace.
All right, you're the champion of fat people
drunk.
Fucking. Got it.
He's just drunk. Come on.
Nothing is grosser than the fat people fucking and the money speaks.
I guarantee you that when he woke up in the drunk tank the next day, he had no idea what the fuck he did.
He had no idea.
He's like, what did I do?
I let he the was, liquor think for me.
He was just like,
huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
So they let him go.
That's right before he kicked the officer exactly. in the chest.
All right, let's do the last one. This is the dumbest drug smuggler. Mm-hmm. California woman had 27 pounds of methamphetamine hidden in her car driving through customs.
It was for a birthday party.
She got clear. She got through.
Happy birthday to you.
Welcome to the drunkest side of the table.
Happy birthday ever.
Ken wants to go to that party.
Oh, yeah.
You got methamphetamines.
20 pounds of meth.
Ra-ta-ta-ta.
You know what chicks with 20 pounds of meth like to do? They like to fuck, guys.
They like to fuck. Ken's going to show up in his I Love Crystal Meth
shit
shirt.
Got real.
Yeah, I do love crystal meth.
Ken likes to dress up like Lucy Ball and fucking do mad meth and just like blow better. Truckers. Like.
There's nothing better than smoking a little meth. And fucking a trucker for 3 days.
Ay, ay, ay!
Shit.
He goes in there like, yo, I think I got some splaining to do.
I know a lot of truckers because my stepfather's a trucker.
I do too.
And that is scary.
What do you think? I grew this mustache for nothing?
Don't you know?
I practice safe sex.
Don't
bro.
You know?
I got a mustache.
Don't you know?
All right. Well, anyway, here's what happened to this woman. So she got through the customs checkpoint just fine. But then she pulled into the wrong parking lot. There was two parking lots, and she pulled into the one that was for further searching of vehicles. One she didn't have to go in.
Horrible.
She was free and clear.
Drug smuggling 101. Don't pull into that parking lot.
Exactly. People in that lot had to go through more questioning.
Bend over.
Closer inspection of the vehicle.
Bend over.
Canine review.
Bend over.
And bending over.
And bending over. Thank you.
Canine review.
I would love to be the bend over cop.
Woof, woof.
Oh my God.
Not for this woman's.
You think the bend over cop finds the most drugs?
He sees all sorts of shit.
Do you like sticking your hand up into dark, closed
crevices?
No, but
the bend over cop is probably like a fucking captain, bro. You know how many drugs he finds? He's like, all right, bend over. All those kids that try to smuggle pills back, they're like, right up the old pincher.
I mean, sir, did you get
I bet you the bend over cop is the cop who's the low man at the totem pole. He's like, bend over.
No way. He's
like,
the captain.
No way. And then he finds a drug. He gives it to his captain. Captain's like, thanks for the score.
Yeah, right. I know you guys haven't watched it lately, but I was watching Sons of Anarchy last night.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where a major character is in prison.
Let's call him Jax.
It's not Jax.
Let's call him Opie.
Lou, do you still watch it?
Opie's dead.
Opie's dead.
I haven't watched it since like 4.
Well, I'm not going to do any spoilers. But there's a point where, in vivid detail, for TV, a major character who's in prison is having his asshole checked by a cop for any contraband. And I have to think, which actor is that worse for? The one who's got to be naked on screen with his butt pulled apart?
The checker.
Or the guy with his face, like, right inches there. Away from the butthole?
The face. Checker.
The guy who's wearing his butthole like a monocle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that up there?
Right.
You want to know why I'm going
to like a fucking bird hole to me. Like,
I can see the Eiffel Tower.
Because the guy with the butt has a stand-in. Guy with the face.
That's him.
No, it was a pretty...
It's not like contraband has like fucking like tampon strings. You know, it's like you got to get
in there. They flash
the
light up there, right? Like,
oh, for FX, he was all up in there.
Stick a finger up there.
Wait,
you're good.
They have a glove. Now, the thing is, I went to a school that had a very... very big veterinarian department, and these kids had
what?
Gloves. Yeah, there's a farm. There's an agricultural school there.
The
4-H. So the glove, yeah, the glove goes all the way past the elbow.
Oh, I saw that on
and
Dirty
they
Jobs.
Stick it up there, and my friends will come
about
back.
Cows.
Yes, they search the cows horses.
But I'm saying we're not talking about cows here. You don't need all that.
You don't need that. Okay.
You need that up to the wrist.
Are they looking for meth on these cows?
I want at least up to the elbow, just in case
they I heard that drug smugglers that do things in cows, they just, like, sew it underneath their skin. Like, they cut their skin open, put the drugs in there, sew it up.
Well, our cows actually have holes on the side that you can just open up and put things in them.
But that's
direct. We're like, IKEA get to our cows? What do you mean? Like,
no, we check their stomach cultures.
Yeah.
So we unplug them, stick a stick in, take out the culture, plug them back up.
I don't know how many cows we have coming from Mexico.
Probably none. Zero cows.
There's probably a couple of banditos like riding cows.
Ponchos, sombreros, and bandoliers.
Hey, yeah. We got these cows right here for you. Yeah, dude, those dogs.
The dogs with bells are on their necks.
I can see that you sewed some pot onto their collar. Yes.
You painted cow print on them. These are Labradors.
No. They dogs.
No, listen to the moo. They're mooing.
The burro?
Le mew.
Carne de burro?
It's carne de burro. That's donkey.
Carne de burro.
Oh, I don't speak Spanish.
Like
sorry.
He's sitting down with his tongue out right now. I don't think cows do that. Cows cannot
sniff. Why are your cows sniffing each other like that?
What? They're horny?
Your cows are humping.
Your cow loves to fetch.
No.
My cows are gay and proud.
That's just what cows do.
Your cow's paws. It's weird.
Haven't you ever seen wild cows?
Yeah, cows do that. Mason cows run small, man. Cows run small.
Your cow's got to be like 20 pounds tops. It's weird. No hooves.
Yeah, Mexican cows, bro. They're the cows of the desert.
Your khakis barking on the black people. What's weird with
that? So wait, to bring it back around, meth dealer slash act goes into check me further, officer. I want more parking lot. What happened?
Oh, check me further, officer. What I want more parking lot.
They checked her a little bit further.
They checked her further.
They saw her I Love Crystal Meth t-shirt. They put one and one together and they came up with two prisons in this parking lot.
The short answer is 5-year prison term.
Welcome to the L Sounds world about where right. it meets Orange is the New Black.
She'll be out in about like a month and a year and 7 months.
She looks like a cast member of that show. Not an attraction.
She's only doing about a year and seven months on that.
She does look like a cast member What's of Orange is the New Black.
She had
27 pounds of meth.
So that would probably net you a pretty penny. That's worth doing.
Minimum 5 year, I should say.
That's doing a 1 year, 7 month stint.
This only happened 4 days
That's
ago.
That's probably $1 million worth of meth.
A million?
27 pounds?
No, come on.
27
The kingpin Walter White didn't. He made way more than 27 pounds before he made $1 million.
Yeah, if you nickel and
dime. I'm basing this off of a TV show, but
I don't know
that you don't clearly know the numbers on.
I don't know anything about TV or meth distribution.
I am the one who knocks. Okay,
but 27 pounds of anything should net you $1 million.
27 pounds of weed is not going to net you $1 million.
If you sell 20 bags of that, yes, it will. Do the math.
So you would have to sell that retail, so I'm like
20 bags per fucking ounce. 16 ounces per pound. Do the math. Who's a mathematician here? Herman!
Don't call him in here. Don't call him in
here. Professor, hello! Professor Herman is here!
Hello! All right. So what are we moving on to now?
What do you want to do? We have two things.
We'll start to do, try to do the new game first.
All right. This is a rough go-around on this.
Yes.
We were a little inspired by Lou's news story last week where we were reading the Amazon reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought maybe we'll try this. We're going to read an Amazon review for a product, and we're going to see who can guess what they're reviewing.
Awesome.
All right.
I have three reviews here.
So start with one.
I'm going to leave out the...
Start with the first one.
What I'm leading to is what do you guys think? First person to yell it out, or do you want me to read the whole thing?
No, I think everyone.
We all get a guess around. Just to try to make it funny.
Yeah. All right.
And this is what the Amazon.
Because there's no way to make this unclear of what these things are.
All right, we'll try to.
All right, so I'm going to read this and eliminate.
By reading them.
All product names. All
right. Blank out, yeah. Blank Amazon. Out the product name.
Okay. No product names or description as to what this is.
All right.
I want to start off by thanking this company for selling these. I put it on subscription. If they want to start selling a 72-pack, sign me up. I have three reasons for needing this munch, and their names are Liam, Samuel, and Hank.
No, don't raise your hand.
This is how it goes in this house. First, these disappear, then the fabrics. And if you don't want to get there, unless... Oh, well, that is actually very revealing. This used to be a good Christian home, but it's not about moral judgment anymore. I'm way beyond... I see you, Jill. I'm way beyond that. I'm in survival mode. If I don't supply these products, I'm going to find my dish towels hidden in the basement, stiff as aluminum. The other day, I almost cut my hand on a sock. I'm sorry to speak so frankly, but with three teenage boys, a woman has got to be practical. The funny part is, they think they're being sneaky, with their 45-minute showers and sudden need for privacy, as if I'm going to walk in on them journaling. They slink around the house like unfixed cats, while I try not to announce my location at all times. No one needs to ask me to knock anymore. I knock on the walls. I practically wear a cowbell. I'm not looking to catch anyone by surprise. Believe me, I'm just trying to get through this. The other day, my husband was watching me unload the groceries. He asked me with all sweetness and light, "Honey, what are you doing with all of that product?" I about knocked him off his chair. What is the product?
All right, so... First of all, I can't wait to be a mother. Second, I was originally going to say condoms, but that changed. I'm going to say laundry detergent.
Lunchables with Ecto Cooler.
I'm going to say tissue / moist towelettes.
I'm going to say chocolate butt plugs from the butt plug dome. I do it.
Step one, chocolate butt plug. Step two. Top three, money.
Winner is Ken.
What was it?
Kleenex.
Oh, shit, Ken.
So she actually got them to stop using the socks and start using the Kleenex.
So you're talking about it wasn't Lunchables with Ecto Coolers?
She's like, yo, kid, bust into this.
Listen, you give your kid condoms. Like, listen, you should practice doing it with a condom.
Jerk off into this.
All right, this one's going to be a little trickier to read. This is a book review. A Decent Sophomore Effort is the name of the review.
Okay. Second book.
For those of you who don't know, this is the author's second novel after the first. I'm, of course, eliminating names.
Hey, wait, are we guessing for a book here?
You're going to guess what the book is.
The book.
It's a marked improvement, in my opinion. He got rid of a lot of the previous angst and scorn and has really begun to show some of the maturity present in his later works. He's become much more loving and kind, and noticeably, he doesn't throw nearly as many tantrums as he did in the first book. That said, there's still vast room for improvement. Plot-wise, there isn't really that much suspense, and the story can be incredibly repetitive. In like four chapters, he just rewords the same basic story over and over again. To top that off, he puts those chapters one right after the other, like we wouldn't notice. I like the whole main character, but let's face it, the whole good guy martyr thing has been done before. There was no need to devote so much of the book to this guy. What book is he talking
about? I got it. It's the novelization of Home Alone.
It's Transformers Forever, the Michael Bay story.
Because you used he, I can't go with my original guess, so I'm going to go with the author of This Is Where I Leave You.
I said this. St. James Bible.
Ken gets it again.
What?
It's the fucking Bible?
Shut the fuck up.
It's the New Testament.
Holy shit!
You mean it wasn't Michael Bay?
On the Amazon Whisper.
I thought that stuff all fit for Home Alone, though.
Now here's one.
Wait. Of course the Pope got that.
I feel a bit cheap.
Yeah, I read that, actually.
You just gotta listen to the details.
That actually
I even said Messiah
email.
A few times in there. Okay, this is a long one. And nobody's going to get this. But this
so many woods.
This is the last one I'm going to read. And if you get this, I will be severely impressed. Okay, this is a food item. I'm going to give you that much hint.
Okay.
Words cannot express what happened to me after eating these.
Cock.
I went on the blank cleanse. If you are someone that can tolerate this, enjoy. But for people like me, run. First of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5. So good. Soft, true to taste, sugary, happy camper. But, not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside of me. Then came the, flatulence. Heavens to Murgatroyd, the sounds. I'm actually hating reading these. I'm just waiting for the dude to pick up a bar.
Oh, God, the sounds.
I'm reading it verbatim. Heavens to Murgatroyd, the sounds. Like trumpets calling the demons back to hell. The stench, like 1,000 rotten corpses vomited. I couldn't stay in one room for fear of succumbing to my own odors. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more!
What came out of me felt like someone trying to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw.
Oh, God.
I swear my sphincters were screaming. I felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw, projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste.
This woman's 100%
liquid, flammable liquid, napalm. It was actually a bit humorous for a nanosecond, as it was beyond anything I could imagine possible. And it went on for hours. This goes on like this. Does anybody have any guesses?
All right, let's guess.
All right,
there's four more paragraphs.
This is food product?
All right. I already know what it is.
Okay, so they said cleanse, but I don't know cleanse being sugary. So I'm going to go with, like, smart vitamins? I don't know.
Smart water, you mean? Like,
no, smart vitamins is the thing. I don't know.
Anybody else?
You?
Yeah.
I got my answer.
Go ahead. What do you think it is?
It's a can of SpaghettiOs, the L-O version.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
It's circus peanuts, dude.
Like the candy? Squishy circus. Oh, God, that's so gross.
You never heard of the circus peanut cleanse?
No,
You about 12 when you poop out your fucking...
The motto of it is, like, if you need a stroke, eat circus peanuts.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Lou?
I'm going to say Frank's Red Hot.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Because that's the one where it's great going down, but then coming out, it's like fucking
only if you
Mount Vesuvius.
And this is my guess.
But, cool geyser, if you
if,
will.
It, if right. This is the Hollywood cleanse, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Go.
Monkey's uncle.
All right, so what's
Heaven's
the
Murgatroyd. All right.
He exited Nobody got stage, it. But.
Nobody got what is it?
Ken was actually the closest.
SpaghettiOs didn't get it?
This was sugar-free gummy bears.
Really? Ooh. Ugh.
Really? I think Smart Candy, Smart Vibes is pretty
in
close.
In fairness, when you read further into the review, the man did eat 5 pounds of them.
Why is that? How is that a cleanse, you dummy? That's not a cleanse.
It's a sugar
I have a cleanse. Sneaking suspicion that this review man was written 500 pound as a
man.
Comedy piece to begin with.
He's 500 pounds if it's
well, it
serious.
Well, it worked, good sirs. It
just
worked.
Stupid.
So what do you think? Is that a new game?
I like it.
I like it.
We had some fun.
Finding these things is a bitch.
By the way, my guess was the closest. Smart Vitamins look very much like fucking gummy bears.
No.
Well, circus sure peanuts circus to peanuts me. Shitty candy.
I forgot you didn't see that is closer.
If anything, the All SpaghettiOs O version I feel should have
won. I like
you. No, you're not even near it.
Bullshit. Get that out of here.
You
fuck you, mustache.
Shut
while, wait, while you two are insulting each other, should we do our final...
Yes.
What? Do you want to do Living America this week?
Let's do this. Let's do something new.
All right, well, give me your phone.
Yeah, we'll have a fucking nice reading.
So give us a little breakdown on what...
All right, me and Ken were bored, and we started, like, shooting back and forth at each other about, like, how each one is a bitch, right?
Via text.
Oh, the dramatic reading. Can we have some Masterpiece Theater music?
Where do you want to start off?
Can somebody cue that up?
Something Masterpiece Theater. It's a dramatic reading, everyone. Something classical. A dramatic reading.
It all started with a picture I sent him of a banana in a bed with a gorilla underneath it.
and the banana's cowering.
I told him he's the banana. So who wants to be me? Who wants to be Cats?
Who wants to be awesome? Who wants to be Ken?
I'll be you, honey.
Cats.
No.
Cats has the 50
reading. Who would be me, then?
Whoa!
Because they're men.
Whoa! All right.
You
just bought yourself another dinner and I out on the town with your honey.
Am I the blue?
Yeah.
All right.
Dabu di dabu da.
We need something like classical playing.
I got it.
You got
it? I wonder if he actually has it.
You got Rolling Stones Street Fight Men?
No. We meant Masterpiece Theater classical, honey. It's a dramatic reading.
Masterpiece Theater.
How long does this go on for?
Yeah,
play some Vitamin String Quartet.
Like over the course of an hour.
There you go.
Perfect. Okay, so
we're supposed to read this like with English voices. Or
that's how I'm. As you read me.
Just be
that's
dramatic.
How I'm going about it.
Just be dramatic.
Lou, read me. All right.
So all right. We start with a banana cowering in bed, as a gorilla is underneath the bed,
creeping out
Ken
to
writes,
attack him.
You're the banana.
Except I bitch slap that ass nigga under my bed, and he peel out like the pun.
That's you and White Castle, Mutombo.
Except he ain't serving mad burgers like a good little gorilla.
Oh, this is racist as shit. He's coming to get you as you sleepy from all the bergs.
And then there's
the fuck are you people talking about?
Some kind of picture with some Australian dude at the center.
That's a
of the
that's
universe?
A picture of Ralph Cramden, I believe.
Yes.
Yes.
And the actual mathematics of him punching Alice to the Moon.
Okay. Mathematically, this would happen to you if I hit you in the kisser.
Normally, I'd wallop you for that. But the penalty for beating up a homo is stricter than that for beating up a real man. And I know you were brought up to tattle, so there's that too.
If you hit me in your dreams, you'd better wake up and apologize for it.
That's the only place it's safe for you to hit me, nigga. In dreams.
If I hit you, it'd be like pulling a plug on your TV. You'd just go off. EJ's so lame. he makes vibrators go soft.
Well, non sequitur there. It would be more like lighting up the fuse on a box full of M80s.
You're right. You are M80. And I'm a stick of TNT in your 1/4 the man I am.
You, sir, are an outdated fairy tale.
You're a Chauncey watered-down paper thug.
This is great.
Gave Ken that verbal slap.
Slap.
There ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. You're like an oversized chihuahua, all bark and not 1 ounce of bite. I tear through you like a grizzly in a fucking school of salmon. Verbally, you challenge me as much as a fourth grader. I gotta use a thesaurus to dumb my shit down.
Damn!
I just so happen to be flowing to a lady right now, and I can't have a baby Huey cats making my approach aggressive.
What I got, they bottle it up and give it to lesser men to make them more manly. I suggest you get yourself some. You're as smooth as the hillside strangler.
Bravo! Keep going.
If I shaved you and threw you into an African river, a hippo would raise you as its own. You're living proof that humans are devolving back into oversized chimps.
I'd pop the glasses off your head, hitting you so right, it'd give you 20/20 vision, only for you to see the right coming, which would take away the gift I just gave you.
You're so slow, I'd be able to dodge your punches like Neo in The Matrix. It'd be like hitting a punching bag into submission. I swear mothers will use your story as a lesson to their sons. Don't talk a hunter's game when you're a gatherer. Now pick up your basket and get me motherfucking berries.
Bravo!
If this was jail, I'd use you like a front door and come inside you.
That's all Ken!
That's me.
If this was jail, you'd be holding my inside-out pocket and calling me daddy. I'd be fighting other real motherfuckers like myself to keep a bottom bitch like yourself.
Wow, Ken, way better.
If you were a Burger King, I'd have it my way.
And when I got out, I'd turn you out to the trap spot. Have you sucking bass heads' dicks for dollars.
And not for the money.
I'd take you out to a nice dinner, pay for everything, then to a movie, drop you off at your house, and never call you.
Ha ha! Burn! End scene.
And so concludes.
First of all, I think I should be concerned, but that was hilarious.
That was sexually charged.
Honey?
What?
I don't care about you sexing with Ken. It's totally cool with me. It's so fucking funny. I don't care.
Joe, we're just telling each other what would go down to jail.
Yeah, you're sexy.
Look, seriously, he'd be a front door. I'd come inside him, all right?
I enjoyed the shit out of that.
That was fantastic.
Fucking
everyone.
Carry in my pocket, bro.
Everyone, well done.
Salutations.
Bravo.
Buonissimo.
Bravo.
What do dudes do with their spare time? Call each other bitch in weird ways. Like, yeah.
All right, so that's...
I love how it ends on, like, the most fucking non-like threatening.
Honestly, I took that from, what was it?
Yeah.
Anchorman, yeah.
I also love that you literally have the Masterpiece Theater music.
Where'd
you
have
that
queued up to, man?
That is Masterpiece Theater.
Just fucking YouTube, man.
You said just typed in Masterpiece Theater and you're
yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
nice.
Old school Masterpiece Theater.
I feel that we should do that every week now. Like,
that is
fantastic. Masterpiece Theater.
As long as you guys keep talking shit.
Yeah, you guys gotta step up your games.
Right.
Well,
what else are
maybe
we gonna?
You guys can step up your games a little bit. We, yeah,
me and Lou don't shit talk each other.
I don't know. We came with the fire.
You're like, hey Lou, how you doing, Pete? Meet you at 7:30.
You're assuming we talk that much.
Do you want to mix Masterpiece Theater with couples therapy?
No.
For fun, we won't make
it. Again,
make
I gotta carry the load over here.
It'll be fun. It won't be
it's not our fault. Your life is hilarious.
No, we're good. We're good. It'll be for fun.
I will say you're already on top of the game. Always doing hers like the British nanny voice.
No, why, Julian?
Right. Oh, Brian.
I can imitate him imitating me now perfectly. By the way,
is it time for tea?
No, it's time for champagne, you dumb bitch.
What?
Oh, wow.
All right, now.
Yeah. All right, we're a work in progress. Go right, on,
is,
go on.
Is, we have anything more for this show?
No, we're pretty much done. Anybody got anything to add?
You know what?
Anything at all?
The usual shit.
Yeah.
Except
just
for follow us on Twitter.
Everybody knows that Brian would be my bitch in prison.
Seriously, I'd probably punch Ken in his face.
And that would be the last mistake he made
Ken.
In prison.
It would be, because they'd fucking put me in the electric chair for killing a man.
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, Brian, you hit me again, I'm fucking letting you go to one of the real big guys.
His eyes would roll back in his head and he'd drop.
This like, is... You heard just, a dramatic reading of what is actually happening in the room.
You just keep pretending like you're asleep when I come in at night.
I have a feeling this is what would really happen. You know, first he'd see Ken, and he'd be like,
make that booty clap, why don't ya?
And then Katz would be like, no, no, I love your little spotted fucking limp dick.
Luke, you better hope your small fucking Nazi ass never goes to prison.
Which happens, the half a side.
Hey! Hey! That quit all out.
And then just... After you heard that, it would just be nothing but.
Sounds like we both cut off.
A little discharge.
Right.
Well, we start off the show with a little discharge, right? Like the, remember we were talking about the first thing we were talking about?
Oh, jizz lattes, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They were coming out like.
The poo.
The poo.
The poo.
Like lava poo.
The lava poo.
And I said I want to come out like a poo geyser. And Joe's like, no, I want it to come out.
Yeah,
like
we
a
were here. All right. We all heard it.
No, we don't want to relive it.
We don't want to relive that.
Some of us do.
Poo slug.
Oh, we do. Oh, hi. Welcome back to the show, Ken.
All right. So let's I would like to say follow us on Twitter because Lou is all over that shit.
I'm desperate for attention.
Me. I'm gonna sign up as like 12 different accounts and just send you mean stuff.
Do it.
Please do.
We'll do dramatic readings.
That would be a nice thing to just shit talk just random people.
I can't believe the dramatic reading thing worked out so well. Like that was actually really funny.
It went better than expected.
Yeah.
Also like us on Facebook. And for some reason, you can buy overpriced copies of one of our comics online.
If you want to buy a really, really cool comic.
Look, I'm not in support of charging that much.
It's a good comic. I'm reading it right now.
Email paintedblackcomics@gmail.com if you want a cheaper
It's $5 every 5 pages, bitch.
It's a good book. I like it.
Fantastic.
All right. So that's it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't miss anything? All right, so...
Well, we might as well... Talk about the stuff we're going to bring
up. Oh, we got some new comics.
Yeah, we have Ken coming to the...
Ken's a writer!
Yeah, officially. Poke Ken coming out.
Kenzo?
He's actually not even a writer. He's a historian.
It's all part of the Bible. If you guys actually read the Bible...
Did you want to excommunicate somebody?
We'll do it next week. Well, I mean, yeah, you guys got to come up with some good people to throw out there. We're not excommunicating based on anything faith related.
But in the future,
we're Stallone, Dolly Parton, or Jesus.
Well, let's give a little preamble to it.
Who's getting excommunicated?
As you know, Ken was elected Pope some years ago. I guess at this point,
a long time ago.
So he's decided once a week he's going to excommunicate one sinner. From the flock.
Well, no, they're not going to be a sinner. This is all going to be popularity based. All right. This is going to be based on my own.
Dolly Parton, Stallone, or Jesus?
Well, Dolly Parton's got those titties, so she's safe. She's still good to go.
Stallone made Rocky.
Yeah. Stallone has into good movies, so he's good.
I don't know. Expendables, though.
Hold on.
No, let's hear him think. You're the man out.
All of Jesus' teachings are already in that book. He's got to go. Jesus, you got
excommunicated.
But Jesus has officially been excommunicated.
No,
first person from the church. First person.
He's cutting out the fact this point.
We don't have to. The Pope has spoken. He is infallible, Jillian. Infallible.
Yeah. We're off the bat cutting out the fat of the Catholic community. Jesus has got to go.
The way it works, you give the devil's advocate.
No, we don't have that.
Nope.
What the Pope world are you working in?
The Pope fights the devil.
I work the Roman Catholic Church, you dummy.
Well, guess what? This is not that.
I'm sorry. He's not the Roman Catholic.
The Pope says don't
listen
to the Pope.
He's your Pope. You should listen to him and show him a little fucking respect.
Whatever. I'm Protestant. Fuck it.
Is that what you are?
She got literally pissed.
Yes. I'm not obsessed.
I keep thinking you're like fucking...
Jill, you and Jesus, you could go get yourself a fucking...
Like hoodoo or something.
Hoodoo?
Hoodoo.
She followed the bad juju.
Right.
Clarification. I was raised as a born-again Christian.
You.
Jill, you and fucking Jesus.
Which is the same thing.
You can be born again, like, the second you're born?
Yeah.
I thought that was like, you have to fucking...
Off the podcast to talk about it.
But yeah, you and Jesus, you can go cry about it.
So Jesus is excommunicated from the church.
Officially, there is
the
first person ever.
No more Christ in Christianity, apparently.
I want Christ out of Christmas, son. I'd get him the fuck out of here.
Can I say something?
So I must.
Jesus is never a part of the Catholic
Church. Give me must!
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.
Nobody's paying attention
like
to Jillian
right
now.
His teachings are already in the Bible. We have everything
he knows. I'm praising this Pope. He's a progressive thinker.
I'm trying to.
He is changing the world.
I'm trying to.
One excommunication at a time.
1 week at a time, guys.
Hey, thank you, Dolly Parton and Stallone, for making it through.
Dolly Parton, you're lucky you had those titties.
Good. Thank you for bringing titties in Rocky movies.
The movie alone wouldn't have got... The movies alone... the music alone for Dolly Parton wouldn't have gotten written.
Jolene's a good song, but not that good.
Hey, the Pope has spoken. The music alone would not have gotten written.
9 to 5 had anything to do with it?
It was the titties, Pete. It was the titties that carried her over.
Those... heavenly titties
brought down by the good Lord.
Yeah.
All right.
A wiggle and jiggle.
Let's call it a week.
I had nothing to do with anything that just happened.
You had something to do with everything,
Jill. I had nothing to do with what just happened.
Headphones are coming off. We're calling it a week. So for myself and Brian and Lou and Jillian and the Pope, Ken himself, close the door behind us.